and welcome to Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I am Jordan Chambly, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cedra Sark.
I'm never gone. I'm always here.
You're always my co-host.
That's the joke, I think, is that I just live here.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not even the we're not in the studio that much because we only have this one program. I think about some of our people here in the radio department who have an hour program every day or something like that. And so we're like, you have our producers who produce for like a couple shows or two or three. And I remember I used to be fully in, you know, now I work with our marketing department here and I love my team and stuff. And I really enjoyed my time though in radio, for the most part, I gotta say, you expect to maybe have some friction with show hosts that we have such great show hosts. I feel like I was treated well, by everybody. I'd started out answering phones for programs, and then I started learning other tasks and all the way up until I was producing some of them. So like, but I was kind of across the board.
Yeah.
And so like, I feel like I was in the studio all day.
Man, it's not a chill job. Like, it's not like you can just like relax, and it's especially live stuff.
For us, I feel so relaxed now. Yeah. At first, I didn't because I was, when I first started with this program, I was behind the board only. And then they started adding me talking, and that was horrifying.
Yeah, because but I was, look, it, you, I was scared. Just like me, you got used to it. Like, I can remember my first time when it was Teddy James, who is no longer with the team here, and Wesley Wildman. And they were the co-hosts of this program. At that point,
us.
It was called Engage Radio. Yeah. And then they pulled me in as sort of like a third voice. I don't know if I was there consistently, but I started being pulled in more and more and more frequently. And all of a sudden, we're here.
Yeah. James is like, well, I have another job lined up. I'll see you guys later. And he like peaced out.
Love to TJ. I actually go to church with him, so I see him a lot. But
We still love him. Love TJ. Got to recently see him at our Activate Summit.
Exactly. Yes.
I tease. And then Wesley Wildman, of course, he is extremely busy.
Yes.
And this is not like some businesses, the CEO, you say that and they're up there like just doing kinda, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, our guys here, they don't expect us to be doing more work than them.
Right,
if they have a task that they ask us to do, it's not something they wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Wesley is busy, and he is very busy. So eventually he's like, y'all seem like y'all are doing great. And they say, you know, he's like, I'm going to let y'all have it, and y'all can call me in if you really need somebody.
Yeah.
So here we are, and I feel way relaxed because, like we were talking about earlier, it's not live.
Right, it's not live.
Yeah,
we do have some room, and we have taken advantage of that for mistakes and stuff in the past. But I feel like we've gotten into a good role. You know, we don't really make mistakes very often.
I think we do great.
I think we're on it.
That sounds
absolutely.
Like, I mean, I do feel like we're doing better.
Yeah.
I hope really bad. Like, sounded like it didn't sound confident. It sounded like I was full of myself. I think we're doing great.
It is by the grace of God.
And
anyway,
I've just now gotten to where I'm not like sitting in here before every recording because I'm like, what if I sound dumb?
No,
but that's
you're
okay.
You're good. You're good.
Thank you.
So our the title of our program is Share Truth Plus Scripture, and our topic for today really feeds into that. It's kind of going back to very practical basics, the idea of incorporating Scripture or incorporating the means of grace, which is also, you know, prayer, fellowship with other believers, anything through which God really speaks to a Christian, incorporating that throughout our lives. And this is something that I think is really vital, not for, you know, it's not a salvific. It's not like if you don't do this, you know, you're not saved. But for a Christian to live a healthy spiritual walk with the Lord, the closer we walk with him and what the means practically is, the more we incorporate scripture and those means of grace into our lives on a day-to-day basis, very practically, that's going to really help us flourish in our spiritual walk. Psalm 1 says that the people of God are like trees planted by rivers of water. And when you think about that, this is a tree that's planted by the very thing that's keeping it alive. So it's not planted in a desert. It's not planted in a place that's arid or dry. It's planted by the river, and it's soaking, constantly soaking up that water to keep it alive. And that is the picture that we need to emulate in our lives as Christians.
Yeah. And what does scripture also say, though, about a tree that is not producing fruit?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, that you will be pruned. Mm. And so in order to produce fruit, you have to nourish and feed yourself as a believer, because a lot of Christians, or a lot of people that consider themselves Christians, they go to church and then they just live their lives the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way that it's meant to be.
Right.
And that's not saying that, oh no, I was washing the dishes and I wasn't thinking about the Lord. That does not mean that you're in the wrong there.
Right.
But like when you completely just don't even think about God or think about spending time with God or spend time with God throughout the rest of the week, and then you come and you sit on the pew, that's not how things, the balance is off there.
Right. And I do want to be careful here. I don't want people to think that we're saying, you know, if you're not absolutely spending every moment, every waking hour thinking about God and doing the absolute right thing, that at the end of your life, God's going to be like, well, I'll let you in, but I'm kind of disappointed in you. Because when God looks at us, what does he see? He sees the perfect righteousness of Jesus on our account. He doesn't see our performance. Not that that doesn't matter on a day-to-day, you know, our spiritual health and how much we can experience in this life on earth, how much we can experience that grace. It doesn't affect our eternal security, but God doesn't account that to, you know, whether or not he likes us or how much he loves us. We're not earning more of God's love. We're not earning any more of God's grace by being diligent or being, you know, lazy in our spiritual walk. However, it does affect our own experience. And if you are the kind of Christian, and look, I've been this Christian, you know, occasionally, where it's like, you know what, Sunday I went and I listened to the sermon, and I'm just going to kind of coast off of that for the rest of the week and not really dig into anything, not put any effort into walking closely with God. You know, that it's, you might not be experiencing as much of that closeness that you could, and you're really cheating yourself out of that experience. And so this is more of an encouragement to, you know, find those practical ways to remind yourself of, you know, walking closely with the Lord. Whether, I mean, that can be as simple as waking up, going to the bathroom. Oh, you have a post-it note with a simple Bible verse that you're trying to memorize. It can be a very practical thing, and that's what we're trying to encourage.
Yeah, and this is not just a rebuke on you. Mm-hmm. This is but a reminder of who you're expected to be, and we hope that through some of these pointers that maybe you'll take on a new, like, part of your routine that will help you get there.
Absolutely.
Because I think if you're like me, I've had those older people in my life, those older church people that just seem so just, you know, submerged in everything God and everything Bible and everything scripture. And you're like, how did they become this person? Mm-hmm. And they did the practical things to make sure that they were spending time with the Lord each day. They were praying each day, reading their Bible each day.
Yeah.
And so you wrote an article called Keep the Gospel Before You.
Yeah.
And so if anybody wants to read that, they can go to afa.net/the stand. Mm-hmm. If that's too much information, just afa.net. And then you can find our Stand online blog there. And there is different ways you can find it. You can also search by author and just look up Jordan Chamblee, and you can see that article. I think it's one of the latest ones.
It'll be one of the latest
ones. It's one of the latest ones posted. And you just kind of, in this article, wrote a few good, like, little pointers and tips. And I liked this one. Is, I mean, all of them are good points, but this one, do a morning mindset check. Mm-hmm. And this is for me. This is not just
for me too,
this is for me because I think we do that whole like you know, waking up on the wrong side of the bed thing.
Yeah, and once then, you hit about 23, you start doing this where it's like you wake up and you're like, oh, wow, I'm not wide awake yet. When did this start happening?
I don't know. It's and it hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah.
You step out, you're like, oh, my ankle, my knee.
You know, but like you get up and you go through. I've gone throughout my whole day before and in it, and I'm thinking, I've had such a negative attitude today. I've not been the person that I should be.
Yeah.
Earlier today, I will admit, someone sent me a message and I was just like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, you know what? This is not on them.
Yeah.
This is my attitude. This is not on them.
Yeah.
Like, instead of being like, okay, no problem, let me help you out here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was just like, figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
And that was on me.
Uh-huh.
And I think getting up in the morning and, because you can decide. I don't care what anyone says. You can decide to go throughout your day with a better attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? Like, I do think that key to that is the understanding that it doesn't mean that you're going to feel good. It doesn't mean that you're going to feel happy and feel positive. You can wake up and acknowledge, you know what? I'm going through something right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heavy. It weighs heavy on me. Whether that is something that's outside of your control or it's whatever the case may be, you can acknowledge this is the reality. This is the lot I've been dealt. And instead of what you can do then is turn to God and say, God, help me handle this with grace. Give me the strength to bear it. And I know that I'm not going to be happy and peppy, you know, throughout the day. I'm not going to walk out and the sun is shining and the birds are singing. It's going to be gloomy, but I'm going to choose to trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to choose to live in the reality of your grace and your love that is sufficient. And I got to tell you, that can be really, really hard. And I've not gone through too much in my life. It seems like everyone around me, they have these huge burdens. And I feel like I've kind of had an easy time of it. But one thing, when you have now 4 kids for me, you wake up and all of a sudden you realize you cannot start this day on your own terms.
Mm-mm.
Because my kids wake up early. My kids are early risers. And when they wake up, it's like, okay, before I can do anything, before I can take care of my needs, before I can open the Bible, before I can do any of that, I have to take care of the needs. What do they need right now? Because mama's still asleep and I want to keep her asleep because she's got a baby. Okay, what do you need? How can I get you settled? And immediately,
leave mama alone.
Yeah, immediately.
Let me help you.
It's out of my control. I'm not starting the day off on my own terms. And that's been a challenge for me.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, I've been able to do that. I've been able to wake up and be like, you know what? Yes, maybe I'm not feeling good, but at least I'm the one who gets to decide what happens in the next 5 minutes. That's gone in my life. So that's been a challenge for me. And so this is a great reminder to do a mindset check. Okay. And for me, this would have to be something physical. Again, like the post-it note on the mirror or the reminder on the phone. When I open my phone, up there it is. It's like, where is your mind right now? Is your heart in the right place? Just a simple reminder.
Yeah. I will go ahead and say a little tip, though. Sometimes those post-it notes may not want to stick, but using a dry erase marker directly on your mirror, I mean, it may not fit your aesthetic, but if that's what you have to do to help you help motivate yourself and get yourself going in the right direction, then I think it's worth it, and it will clean off.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like absolutely. Right, just on the mirror part, and you can use your little like marker cleaner, window cleaner, and it'll come off for you to write your next verse on there. But I really like the idea of, placing scripture in different areas of your house, so it's always like a reminder.
Yeah,
I have a little scripture plaque thing that I keep at my desk, and some days, and right now I can't remember what verse I have it on, because I have different cards that I can change it out for. And so for the longest time, I kept it on, you know, like, this is the day the Lord has made. I would rejoice and be glad in it, because I wasn't always rejoicing or being glad. So, like, and that sometimes, like, when you've got a lot going on at work and it's, like, a really busy time, it can be hard to forget. I used to roll my eyes at that verse. I know that sounds bad, but, like, so at the church I grew up in, every year at Vacation Bible School, we had our Vacation Bible School was set up to be like a Monday to Friday evening for 1 week. And at the beginning of it, we would always like have our little assembly and then break off into our age groups, and they would always make us sing that in a song, which I will not do.
Yeah, sing it.
No, I will not do it. And so, like, when I started becoming a teenager, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this song again. Yeah. And now, as a 34-year-old, I'm saying it as a 34-year-old.
It's out there now.
Like, sometimes, like, when I know, like, my day is headed for, like, me just being pouty or if I've had, like, I really have had a hard day or something. Mm-hmm. I sing that to myself now.
Yeah.
As a reminder.
Yeah.
Mm. And I don't know if anybody hears me, but like there, you know, other than my cat who does not like me. But I mean, like having the scriptures on hand and not just for you, but for the rest of your family.
That's a good point as well, because if you do have, now growing up in the South, I feel like it's kind of like you go over to your friend's house and even in your own house, your mom or whoever it is who's decorating the place probably has some form of a Bible verse up on some sort of decorative Hobby Lobby bought plaque on the wall. That's just been part of the culture. So that's great. And I think that certainly does something, because I don't believe that the Bible returns void. It does. It's powerful. But even that, you can kind of get accustomed to used to seeing it as a kid or as a teenager. I've seen that before, and you start not thinking of it. So if you keep like a changing dynamic, like post-it notes or what, like you said, the dry erase marker on a mirror, put it in the family bathroom so that everybody's seeing it. It's like a new thing. That's such a great way to minister to your family in really simple and easy, low effort. This is not preparing a sermon. This is, here's the Bible verse for the week, and it changes every week. That's a great idea right there if you have children who can read.
And I will say, when you have kids, the scripture memory is it's important for the adult. It is way important for the adult. Mm-hmm. But you start drilling these verses in their heads young, it'll stay with them. Even when I was not living like I should have been living, I was just kind of coasting. I'd go to church or whatever because I was expected to.
Yeah.
But I wasn't living for the Lord. Mm-hmm. But I still remember so many scriptures that because I did scripture memory. Like, my mom had me in church. My dad had me in church. Mm-hmm. And we were doing scripture memories. We were doing Bible drills. We were doing all that. And that, it stays.
Yeah.
And there are times when I would be having one of those moments, I'm not living for the Lord, and those scriptures would start coming back. Yeah. And it would sometimes completely pull me away from whatever I might have been getting into and I shouldn't have been. Because, again, the scriptures kept coming back to me. And so, like I said, to this day, I still sing that verse to myself as a reminder, as part of my mindset check is I'd sing that little song to myself to maybe have myself, like, get myself in the mindset to face the day.
Yeah. And that's great. Well, one thing too, when we're talking about starting the day sort of on the right, you know, foot, is to kind of examine your habits. What is the first thing you look at when you wake up? And I think for most of us, we're going to say our phone. We're going to check to make sure we didn't get any emails, any texts, you know, whatever, you know, we're going to look at Twitter, we'll look at Instagram. So the cool thing about that is, okay, you know where your eyes go first thing in the morning. You know exactly what you're reaching for. Put the Bible there. And I'm not talking about necessarily putting the physical Bible on top of your phone, although certainly you can absolutely do that, and that's not a bad idea at all. But maybe you can do something like change your wallpaper to a Bible verse, and you have that on a, you know, it changes every so often to another Bible verse. So, like, the first thing you see before you open up your favorite social media, the Bible, the Word of God is right there to greet you, just to be a subtle little reminder of, hey, live in the reality of God's truth before you go into the absolute horror that is the internet or whatever you're looking at.
and I want to go ahead and emphasize to people, we're not saying that the little things that we're telling you to do are going to fix all your situations.
Oh, absolutely not.
They are, like we said, a reminder, a reminder to you. So I think having maybe pushing your phone back a little further on the desk and putting your Bible at that spot instead as a reminder for you to get up and read your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And once you set it, like, set that goal in your head, like, I'm going to get up and spend time in scripture.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll give it to you for certain situations. Like, if you're like, I have a situation, like a family situation, and sometimes I have to check a couple of things first.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, okay, I'm going to check my messages, making sure so-and-so that I'm helping care for is fine. And then, then turn to your scripture. You know, obviously, but like, try to keep that scripture first and foremost in your mornings.
Absolutely.
And prayer as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like spending time talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find, I find that the more I talk to him, this is the one thing I miss about my long drives.
Because
I used to live a little bit further away. And now I live like right down the road. I do... Believe it or not, I didn't then. Like, I was really glad when I first moved. I'm like, it's so much closer. That's so much better. Then I realized I kind of miss my long drives because that's, you know, I would sometimes turn the radio way down to barely any noise, and I just talked to God. And now I'm like bad about sleeping into the last second, and I have to, you know, work on that, make myself get up because it's now just down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, and prayer life, that's something that it can be such a simple thing too. Again, we're not saying you have to go out into the wilderness, into the desert, and, you know,
but if that's what you got to do,
if that's what you can do, absolutely do that. My goodness.
Don't get eaten by a bear going out into the wilderness, but maybe if you got some little woods behind your house.
Yeah, yeah. If that's a habit that you can build, that's absolutely very rich thing. And I was able to do that when I was a very young believer. I lived in the woods essentially and, you know, didn't have a family.
Yeah.
And I was just living at home with my parents. I was able just to do that for hours. And
I also like the prayer closet idea. Some people have a little prayer closet that they have a little spot that they go into. And again, they put scriptures up or whatever it is, their prayer request.
But even if it's just a few moments here and there, I think prayer can be a very beautifully simple thing where, you know, you are just every so often you're turning your heart and your focus and attention to God, and you're just saying, Lord, you know my heart. This is where I am right now. This is the situation I'm facing. Even if there's nothing going on in your life, even if there's nothing that you need necessarily, you're not asking God to help with or whatever the case may be, it's just you're turning to the Lord and you're saying, God, whatever you have for me today, just give me the grace to accept and apply to my life. And just simple prayers like that really can, you know, this is not a formula for earning more of God's attention and love. This is just for your own sake. This is for your own spiritual walk. And those little moments that you can find here and there throughout your day will add up. And I do think that your life will be better for it.
Yeah. I think the idea, though, of having a set aside time, find the time in your day that you know that you're less likely to have any interruptions. And I think for most people, that is getting up maybe a few minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And you don't have to get up way earlier, but get up a few minutes earlier and spend time talking to God then. And then, of course, then there are those like you who you normally have daddy, daddy, daddy.
Yeah,
you know,
it's immediate.
Like,
yeah,
it's immediate. And it's a little harder in that.
Yeah.
I understand. But like, I mean, while you're scrambling eggs or whatever you're doing, you can talk to God anywhere, anytime.
And if you have a commute to work, honestly, driving in the car is a great time to pray.
Yes. Keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the road. Don't close your eyes. Don't bow your head. Close your eyes. But you can pray without doing those things.
I'll also throw in another good tip for the road if you're in the car a lot. I mean, the audio Bibles. Definitely have your scripture audio Bibles and like find some, and I would say always be wary and on guard. And that is even listening to us. I will encourage you to always be wary and on guard when you're listening to any podcasts and always try to make sure that they're lining up with scripture and things like that. But find some good trusted podcasts. We have tons that you can choose from at AFR.net.
Exactly.
Where you can download the mobile app and you can listen to whatever, but whether it's us or somebody else, and you know, go in between that kind of stuff. And if you just fill your whole day with it, like you'll start to see your mindset just shift naturally.
Absolutely. One particular AFR show real quick that I do recommend for scriptural focused things is Exploring the Word with Bert Harper and Alex McFarland. They dive deep into Bible passages and really dig into the meaning of them. They'll answer questions from callers. And I really think it's a great way to just familiarize yourself maybe with scriptures that you haven't read in a long time.
And every Friday they have their Far Away Friday program where they spend the episode, the whole episode, taking questions from listeners.
Yeah.
You might be able to, like, if you have something you want to ask, you might be able to get in during that time and ask your questions.
So. Yeah, so that's a great resource as well, AFR.net, for more information on that. But yeah, essentially what we're trying to do is encourage you just to identify those times in your day-to-day. Maybe, you know, take tomorrow. If tomorrow's a typical day for you, get a notebook, get a pen, and just intentionally, like, write down just what you're doing that day. What's your daily pattern like? When you eat breakfast, when you drive to work, when you go to lunch, the things that you listen to, the things that you scroll through. And then at the end of the day, review that all and then just maybe talk to somebody, maybe talk to your spouse or your children and come up with ideas of how can I introduce the scripture to these times of the day? How can I introduce prayer and find ways to remind myself when I go to the drive-thru or when I open up my podcast app to pray or to, you know, seek out something that's going to really encourage and uplift me in my spiritual walk. I think that is a wonderful thing for Christians to do to really strengthen themselves spiritually and draw closer to God. Guys, we're out of time for today, but until next week, guys, continue to share truth and apply scripture.